All right, welcome to all the guests. Okay, it's a big weekend here in Yeshiva University. Sarachak, amazing. All right, so let's start as we always do with three shaylas that came up over the course of, normally we do two. Should we do two? Should we do three? See if we like the first two. I don't know. Okay. I got the following shaila from a school principal, a head of school. In my day, they used to call them principals. Nowadays, what they used to call an assistant principal, they call a principal. Okay. Inflated titles. So inflation, right? So anyway, I got the following from a head of school. Let me see if I could switch to this Zoom. It might be better. The shaila was as follows. Just one second. The shaila was as follows. He writes, "Hi, Rabbi Leibowitz, I hope you had a beautiful Purim. Every year we take our senior class to Poland. It's one of the most meaningful and transformative experiences for them. A major part of the trip is not only visiting concentration camps and the like, but also celebrating what was before, which usually manifests in singing and dancing at the Kvarim of the Gedolim there, Rav Elimelech, the Sfas Emes, etc. Each year the Kohanim, meaning the Kohanim among the students, are really, really disappointed. They can participate in very little, and in fact they have to stay so far away that they taste nothing of it. The impact is sometimes minor, but recently we've been seeing that it's very profound. Students on that trip often reaffirm or commit for the first time to going to yeshiva for the year after high school, and the Kohanim often have the opposite experience. Really ad kedei kach. It's an important and iconic trip that they don't want to miss either. So I guess I'm asking for a unicorn here. But are there any kulas to allow the Kohanim to go into the cemeteries by Rav Elimelech and by the Sfas Emes? I know it's a very long shot. Any etzos, I'm really struggling to make it meaningful for them. Thank you." So that is Shaila. That is Shaila number one. Okay, technical difficulties here. That is Shaila number one, about Kohanim going to inspiring students by being metame a few Kohanim along the way, right? Okay, so that is Shaila number one. Shaila number two, I got from an old Talmud of mine from many years ago, continues to be a Talmud and a friend. He sent me a picture of I don't know if you can see from there, of a jumpsuit that has all over it the circle with the crown that says, "Thank you, Hashem," all over it. So he writes, "Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi. I hope all is well. I wore this costume on Purim. I am sorry that I didn't make it to North Windmere. I was busy with the kids. I visited one rabbi who told me that I really can't wear this jumpsuit in the bathroom. Now, obviously, I don't wear Thank You Hashem jumpsuits every day, but there's a lot of other such gear, shirts, hats, etc. And some of them say, Thank You Hashem. Others say, Hashem Hu HaMelech. Is it true that no such gear can be worn in the bathroom? Can you assist me in figuring this out?" So he wants to know if he's allowed to go to the bathroom in his Thank You Hashem jumpsuit or the like. So that is Shaila number two. You want Shaila number three? Shaila number three. A 7-year-old girl in my shul asked me the following Shaila. Pretty amazing, right? 7-year-olds are asking a Shaila. She's an unusual 7-year-old. This is a young lady came over to me 2 weeks ago in shul and said that she wanted to know if she can get dressed in her costume on Purim before Shabbos is over. So I said, "Ooh, that's a good shaila." So her father said, "Tell the rabbi what your thought process was." So she said, "I was thinking that in the 39 Malachos book, preparing is none of the 39 Malachos. But then I was thinking that probably in the Mishkan they had to do a lot of preparing also. So maybe it is something, and I'm just missing it." Okay, is it the most sound halachic reasoning? Probably not, but still, not bad for a 7-year-old. So anyway, so she asked me more recently that the toothpaste that she likes to use is Kids Crest Color Changing, and it has a picture of a nice, colorful fish on it, and it says, "I change from blue to pink when cleaning." Essentially, the way that, anyone know what this toothpaste is? They're trying to get kids to brush their teeth for longer. Apparently, you're not supposed to just brush your teeth for 15 seconds and then spit it out and that's it. If you really want to have the full effect of brushing your teeth, you're supposed to brush your teeth for a full 2 minutes. You know anyone that does that? Right? That sounds crazy, right? Full 2 minutes. So what they did is they made a toothpaste that changes from blue to pink if you brush for 2 minutes. It interacts with your saliva. So what's her shaila? Can she use it on Shabbos? She wanted to know. Is she allowed to use such a toothpaste on Shabbos? Okay, so we have our three shaila. Shaila number one, inspiring students with little tumas kohanim. Shaila number two, bring thank you Hashem into the bathroom. And shaila number three, color-changing toothpaste. First, we'll do the in-person vote. All those who want to talk about inspiring students with tumas kohanim? Okay. All those who want to talk about thank you Hashem in the bathroom? And all those who want to talk about color-changing toothpaste? Okay, so that's a tie between one and three. Let's see what we get on the Zoom. Let's see what we get on the Zoom. 2, 1, 2, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1. Oh my gosh. It's one? Yeah, it looks like one. It's slight edge for shaila number one. Okay, so it is. Shaila number one it is. I guess the others will have to be Tamir Alach Shirim next week or something. So what was shaila number one? Inspiring students with Tumas Kohanim. Now, the head of school wrote at the end of this email, I guess I'm asking for a unicorn here. What does that mean? There's no way on God's green earth that you're allowed to be Metame Kohanim. It's like, what if it's like really, really inspiring for the Kohanim to eat cheeseburgers while they're sitting on dead bodies? Like, I mean, what are you talking about? You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to eat cheeseburgers. You're not allowed to be Metame Kohanim. You're not allowed to do any of these things. I don't care how inspiring you find it, right? Meaning, l'chora, he's asking for a unicorn. So why would I even give a shir about this topic? It seems like a stupid topic to give a shir. Why would you vote for him? What's wrong with you, right? What's the issue over here? So it happens to be that it's not as open and shut as you would imagine. Now, it is true. The Shulchan Aruch in Yerdeis and Shin Samach Tes writes, Hakoyed Muzer Shaloli Tameh B'meis. Obviously, it has earlier sources in Psukim in the Chumash, but, you know, we're Shulchan Aruch Jews. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, a Kohen is not allowed to be Metameh to a mace. The problem is that even though a simple reading of the Chumash and Shulchan Aruch indicates that there are no exceptions and the Kohen is not allowed to be Metameh to a mace, there do seem to be a few Mamari Chazal that tell us that in certain cases of very, very special mesim, Kohanim are allowed to be metame. For example, there is a medrash in Mishle, Parsha Tes, where the medrash says as follows, Maisa b'Rabbi Akiva, shayichavush b'beis ha'asurim. There was a story that Rabbi Akiva was in jail. Let me shut off the sound of my WhatsApps that keep popping. There was a story of Rabbi Akiva that was in jail. Back in those days, Jews would be put in jail for doing, you know, nothing, for being Jewish, for doing nothing terribly offensive, or for doing such crimes as teaching Torah and learning Torah and practicing Bris Milah and things like that. Right? It's not. This isn't because Rabbi Akiva Chas v'Shalom was, you know, guilty of tax evasion or something like that. Right? So Rabbi Akiva was in jail. Rabbi Yeshua Garsi Talmido Hayim Mishamsho, and Rabbi Yeshua Garsi, his Talmid, was serving him, was helping him. Erev Yom Tov Niftar Mimenu V'Halach L'Beiso. Erev Yom Tov, he went. Rabbi Yeshua Garsi went back home. Muziyatif, time to be with your family. But Eliyo va'amad al Pesach Beso. Eliyo Anavi came to the doorstep of Rabbi Shua Garsi. Amrle Shalom Alecha Rebbe. Amrle Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umori. They exchanged pleasantries. Amrle Klumat Tzarech. Can I help you? It's not every day Eliyo Anavi comes to my door. Amrle Koinani. Ubasi lahagdacha Rabbi Akiva meis bebeis hasurim. So the Yonavi says, by the way, just to introduce myself, I'm a Kohen, and I came to tell you that even though you just saw Rabbi Akiva yesterday and you just went back home now, he died. Rabbi Akiva died while in jail. Miyad holchu shneim lebeis hasurim. So Eliyo and Rabbi Shua Garsi walked together to the jail. Umatzu pesach shar beis hasurim pasuach v'sar beis hasorah yashan. They found that the door to the jail was wide open. The guard was asleep. Why that couldn't have happened all the years Rabbi Akiva was actually in jail, for the guard to fall asleep and just leave the door open so that he can get out, I don't know. But this is the day that it happened. V'kala am shayu beis hasurim yashanim, and every other prisoner was asleep. V'shkivos Rabbi Akiva alamita v'yatzu. So they put Rabbi Akiva on the bed. and they left. Miad nitpal Eliyahu zochel tov v'talav al kseifav. So Eliyahu Navi then took Rabbi Akiva's body and held him on his shoulders. Ukshor Rabbi Shua Garsi kach Amar Eliyahu. Rabbi Shua Garsi saw Eliyahu carrying the dead body of Rabbi Akiva. He said, Rabbi, hello Amartali, ani Eliyahu Kohen. You just told me you're a Kohen. The Kohen also the Tamei B'meis. The Kohen's not allowed to be Metamei B'meis. Amalei Dayach Rabbi Yeshua Bini Chas V'Shalom She'ein Tuma B'Tzadikim Va'aflo B'Talmideihem. He says, don't worry about it. Rabbi Akiva was a Tzadik. And there's no tuma for tzaddikim, nor in the talmidim of tzaddikim. So it's not a problem, because dead bodies are metame, but dead bodies of tzaddikim are not metame, and therefore it's no problem. Furthermore, there's a gemara in Ksubas Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, where the gemara tells us, Osa Yom Shemes Rebbe Batla Kedusha, which is understood by the Rishonim to mean that when Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi died, no one had to worry about being metame to him. Presumably, why not? Why don't you have to worry about being metame to him? Because he was a tzaddik, and tzaddikim are not metame. So on the one hand, you have these two sources that seem to indicate that kivrei tzaddikim are not metame. So again, where do they want to go? To the Rebbe Rav Melech, to the Sfas Emes, right? Probably they were tzaddikim, I would think, right? That they would qualify as tzaddikim. So maybe if, I don't know, I've never been, but maybe if you don't have to go over other graves in order to get to these kvarim, maybe they can have that inspiring experience. So that's on the one hand. Problem is, there are many, many Gemaras that seem to imply that Kivrei Tzadikim are Mitameh. There's a Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Chafei and Beis, where Gemara talks about who were the Timei Meis in the Dor HaMidbar that needed a Pesach Sheni. That Pesach Rishon wasn't good enough because they were Tameh and Pesach Rishon. Why would you become Tameh before Pesach Rishon? Just make sure that you're Tar. So it must have been that there were people who had to become Tameh. So the Gemara suggests, Nosei Arono Shel Yosef Hayu. It was the people carrying the bones of Yosef, carrying the coffin of Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef, it's right there in his title, Yosef HaTzadik. He was called Yosef HaTzadik. So if tzadikim are not metameh, then they shouldn't have had a problem. Yet the Gemara assumes that they became tameh. Furthermore, the Gemara Babasra Daf Nun Ches says that Rabbi Bna'a was busy marking off the graves of Avraham Avinu and Sarah Imenu. And the Rashbam on the spot writes so that Kohanim could be careful not to become tameh to Avraham Avinu and Sarah Imenu. Avraham Avinu, Sarah Imenu, these were tzadikim. How could it be that Elamai, apparently, even tzaddikim are metameh? Furthermore, Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Lamites says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Kohen. And he wonders, and the Gemara wonders, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu was metaher himself after burying Moshe Rabbeinu, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Kohen. How did he be metar himself? How was he metar himself after burying Moshe Rabbeinu? There's no mikveh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could fit in. The Gemara says he was metar himself with Eish, whatever, an unusual Gemara. Tosos on the spot, in the Sechah Sanhedrin, I'm not making this up, you can look it up. Sanhedrin Daf Lamites, Tosos on the spot says, if Hashem is a Kohen, why is the Gemara only worried about how he was metar himself? Why isn't the Gemara worried about how he was Metame himself? How is he allowed to bury Moshe Rabbeinu in the first place? So Tosos answers, Moshe Rabbeinu is Hashem's child. Even a Kohen is allowed to be Metame to the Zion Krovim. So it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's child. Not like in the Christian kind of way, but like all of Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children, so he's allowed to be Metame himself. What could have Tosos answered if it were true that Tzadikim are not Metame? It's no problem that Moshe Rabbeinu was a tzaddik and therefore he could be metame himself. The whole idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Kohen and that he would observe the mitzvos, it's an interesting idea. We do work with the assumption in general that Hashem observes the mitzvos HaTorah to some degree. Rav Tversky, I know you saw the letter Rav Tversky wrote before Purim about how to properly celebrate Purim this year. So Rav Tversky published a letter on Torah Web, and in the letter he referred to a comment of Rav Tzaddik HaKohen Lublin, where Rav Tzaddik writes that just like on Purim, there's a halacha that anyone who asks for tzedakah, you're not allowed to turn them down. You have to respond to anyone who asks. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekayim divrei chachamim, and therefore when we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Purim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't turn us down. So Purim is a Yom Tefillah. That's what Rav Tversky was trying to highlight. But anyway, the idea is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu also keeps the mitzvahs. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Kohen, he keeps the mitzvahs. How is he allowed to be Matami to Moshe Rabbeinu? Says Tosfos, because Moshe Rabbeinu is his child. He didn't say because Moshe Rabbeinu was a tzaddik. Fourth source, Brachos Tav Chav Ches, that when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was dying, so there was a whole conversation that happened. He was telling his Talmidim, you know, I don't know, I'm so nervous because I don't know, is it Derech Malichanosi? Am I headed to the good place or the bad place? You know, like, I don't know where I'm going after this. And it says, Bishas Petiraso, as he was about to die, Amalem, he said, Panu Kelim Mepneatumah, get anything out of this house, anything that you don't want to become Tameh, remove it from this room, remove it from this house, because it's about to become Tameh, because I'm about to die, says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So apparently Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was nervous that everything was going to become Tameh. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was a tzaddik, so if tzaddikim are not Tameh, then it shouldn't have been a problem, right? Now that one's not such a great raya. Rav Asher Weiss points out in his Minchas Asher and Bar Midbar Simin Memtes, that one's not such a great raya because the whole context of there is Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is being exceedingly humble. He's saying, I don't know which path I'm going on, meaning he was just saying, I might go to Gehenim. So obviously he was nervous that he wasn't such a tzaddik. So, or he was being humble enough to say that he didn't think he was such a tzaddik, and therefore he would assume that that he wouldn't fit this exception to Tumas Kohanim. But bottom line is, we have like this massive stira. On the one hand, we have the Medrash in Mishlei that says that Eliyahu HaNavi was a Kohen, and it was perfectly okay for him to be Metami to Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva was a tzaddik. And we have the Gemara in Ksubas that says that when Rebbe died, Batla Kedusha. And then on the other end, we have four Gemaras that seem to indicate that the likes of Yosef HaTzadik, Avram Avinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that they're all Metameh. So which is it? Are Tzadikim Metameh or are they not Metameh? So there are three basic approaches to this question. The Ramban in Yevamos and Daf Samach Aleph says that it's possible that Tzadikim are not Metameh. That Tzadikim are not Metameh. And Eliyahu meant this literally. And the Ramban says Eliyahu must have meant it literally. Because you can't just, you know, cop out and say, oh, it's just a figure of speech that he was saying, and he was just... Then it's Lifnei Iver. Meaning for Eliyahu HaNavi to say, don't worry, the Kivrei Tzadikim are not Metameh, when in fact they are Metameh, that would be Lifnei Iver. It's unthinkable that he would violate Lifnei Iver. However, Tosfos Maseches Ksubos on Daf Kuf Gimel, where the Gemara says that on the day that Rebbe died, Batal Kedusha, Tosfos writes, that means that on the day of Rebbe's death, they were matir for Kohanim to attend the actual Kvura. But it does not mean that the next day people were allowed to visit his kever. Meaning Dafka for the funeral they were makil on the Kedusha. And Tosos even quotes Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen, who also seems to take this literally, that Kivrei Tzadikim are not, you know, that the Tzadik is not Metameh. Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen, it's usually a giveaway that he was a Kohen. I think Rav David Kohn Shlita from Brooklyn, Big Posek, is not a Kohen. I think that's why in his Svarim he spells his name Kuf Aleph Hey Nun, just to make it clear that he's not a Kohen. Because normally when when you spell the last name Kohen, it's Chaf Hey Nun, like Kohen. Sometimes you'll meet a Katz who's not a Kohen. I know Rav whose name is Katz, and he said, he told me, I'm not a Kohen. I said, what, really? How did you get the name Katz? He said, my grandfather was a Chalal. He says, I'm a Chalal. So because someone wasn't from and didn't know, and they married a grusha, and that's it. And he's a chalal. He said that when he was in yeshiva, Rabbi Danny Rapp used to refer to him as a walking minchas chinuch, because minchas chinuch always discusses what's the din of a chalal, what's the din of a. Okay, so anyway, that's if you know Rabbi Rapp, it checks out. So anyway, the Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen was a Kohen, Chav Hei Nun. He says that if he were present at Rabbeinu Tam's funeral, this is recorded in Tosfos and Ksubos, that if he were present at Rabbeinu Tam's funeral, he would have been Metameh to Rabbeinu Tam. However, that's only on the day of the funeral, Tosa says. Meaning, even if you take it literally, that Eliyahu HaNavi was Metame to Rabbi Akiva because he is a Kohen, but it's okay because Rabbi Akiva is not Metame. And that when Rebbe died, everyone's allowed to be Metame to him. Yeah, on that day, everyone's allowed to be Metame, but not past that day. So even if you take it literally, it doesn't take you very far. It only allows on that day. And even the Ramban would agree to this limitation according to a number of the poskim, the Tshuvas Batei Kuhuna, Chelek Alef Simchav Gimel, and Tshuvas Mishpatei Tzedek, Simen Ayin Vav. Then there's another approach to the whole Medrash. Tosin Babetzia Dav Kuf Yadalit in the Rush, and Tshuvas and Klal Lamid Os Alef says, no, the real reason that Eliyahu HaNavi was Metami to Rabbi Akiva was because Rabbi Akiva was a Meis Mitzvah. There was no one else to deal with this kvura. And a Meis Mitzvah, Kohen is allowed to be Metami to a Meis Mitzvah. So that even a Kohen Gadol is allowed to be Metami to a Meis Mitzvah. Right? A Kohen is allowed to be Metami to Zayin Krovim. Kohen Gadol is not even allowed to be Metami to Zayin Krovim, but is allowed to be Metami to a Meis Mitzvah. So Eliyahu HaNavi was allowed to be Metami to Rabbi Akiva, was a Meis Mitzvah. Aye, he said that it's because Rabbi Akiva was a tzaddik. It was Derech Eretz to speak that way. And also, it's not so clear that Eliyahu HaNavi was really a Kohen, because there's a ton of debate Eliyahu, which we assume is the teachings of Eliyahu HaNavi, which says that that the ton of debate Eliyahu Mizara Shel Rachel Anochi, that I am from the descendants of Rachel. Descendants of Rachel are not Kohanim, so it's not even clear that he was a Kohen. So, and when we say that the day Rebbe died was Mevatel Kedusha, it means that the Dinim of Tumah were suspended for the sake of the Nasi. But it doesn't mean that that it means because Rebbe was Rebbe Yehuda HaNasi. But it doesn't mean that any other tzaddik would have a suspension. So that's the second approach. So one approach is, yes, literally, the tzaddikim are not metameh. But that approach might only be on the day of their death. Second approach is, nah, it's not literal. The whole thing is figurative. Of course, tzaddikim are metameh. And Eliyahu HaNavi was just, you know, dealing with a meis mitzvah. Third approach is the Avnei Nezer writes in the Yerodeya Simtof Samach Vav Osiyot Zayin that any, it depends on how the tzaddik died. He said if the tzaddik was taken by the Malach HaMaves, so the tipa of the sword of the Malach HaMaves is what infuses the tumah into the tzaddik. So when a tzaddik is taken by the Malach HaMaves, he's metameh. But if a tzaddik is meis bin shika, which is not assumed not to be by the Malach HaMaves, then he's not metame. So which tzaddikim are meis bin Ashika? So the Gemara, I think, in Maseches Basra, in the end of the first parak, gives us a list of those who are meis. Oh no, that's those who are meis below chet, that never sinned. Is that bin Ashika? That's b'itir shel nachash, I think. I don't know if that's the same thing, but it might be the same thing. I'm not sure. That right? You know the list of tzaddikim. You know that vart about the list of tzaddikim that died without any averos. Who was it? You know the whole list? Binyamin, Amram, Yishai, and what?
And David's son,
Kila. Very good. So the word they say is, think about that. Amram, the father of Moshe. I think it actually says, Amram, Avi Moshe. Yishai, Avi David. Kilav, Ben David. Right? Binyamin, Achi Yosef. Right? What do they all have in common? If there were, an Oscars award given out for the characters in Tanakh, they would be best supporting actor, right? They wouldn't be the best lead actor. Lahavdil. I mean, I'm told it's not such lahavdil. I was about to give a shir tonight about a different time. My daughter, two people asked me today, Rebbe and Frisch, and my daughter both asked me today. Apparently, the top movie on Netflix for the day is a movie about Moshe Rabbeinu. And I don't know if you're allowed to watch such a movie. So anyway, so the who would be the best supporting actor in the Moshe Rabbeinu movie? Probably Aaron. But anyway, all those people in that never sinned were all people who were like one step removed from the great leader of their time, because great leaders usually are made by mistakes, meaning by making mistakes and then overcoming those mistakes. It's very rare that a person becomes a great leader without making any mistakes whatsoever. But anyway, that's stama shtikl Torah of art. But that Rabbi Akiva was murdered. He wasn't taken by the Malach HaMaves. So Rabbi Akiva is not metame. That's what the Avnei Nezer writes. Yosef is metame because he was taken by the Malach HaMaves. So that's why the Nosei Aron Shel Yosef needed a Pesach Sheni. This is the Vart of the Avnei. So those are the three approaches. Question is, okay, so where does that leave us? There's another factor. The Ravid in Hilchos Nezirus, Perakei Halacha Yud Zayin, holds that once a Kohen is already tame from a dead body, there's no Isser for him to be further metame himself. He's already tame anyway. And nowadays, therefore, some of the poskim want to say, nowadays, everybody's already tame mason, and therefore there should be no Isser to invite to become tame mason, which would mean, now forget about Kivrei Tzadikim, Kohanim would just have no problem becoming tame to mason, if we poskim like the Ravid. So the Dagal Mervava, the Nadiv Yehudin, is goes on the side of Shulchan Aruch, said, no. Even the Ravid holds that it's also Minat Torah. It's just that the Ravid says there's no Malkus. In fact, the Ravid himself, Shuvas Tamim Deim, says that explicitly, that it's also Minat Torah for a Kohen to be Metame, even though he's already Tame. It's just that there's no Chiv Malkus because he's already Tame. In fact, the Marat Zchius in the Tshuva writes that the Smag says that Bizman Hazeh, Kohen HaMetame Inu Loka, that a Kohen HaMetame does not get Malkus, which implies, he first suggests that there's no Isser Minat Torah, because why else would we care that a Kohen Bizman Hazeh is Inu Loka? No one ever gets Malkus Bizman Hazeh. Right? There's no such thing as Malkus Bizman Hazeh. So why would you need to tell me that it doesn't get Malkus? Elamai, you must be telling me that it's not Aser. So Rav Avadia Yosef says, no. There's a huge nafkamina whether you get Malkus for Navera or not, Bizman Hazeh. We don't give Malkus, but there's a halach in Hilchus Eidos. Let's say you get married tomorrow and you need two kosher witnesses to testify at your wedding. Right? So you go over to one witness and he says, I'm sorry, I eat non-kosher. And another witness says, I'm sorry, I tell Lashon Hara sometimes. Which of those guys is a better witness for you to have as an eid kiddushin? Why? Why the Lashon Hara guy? Well, because there's no chiv malkus. You only pasul eidus when you violate an avera that's chiv malkus. So that's why it's a big nafkamina to know that you're not chiv malkus bizman hazeh. Anyway, the Tshuva's base sha'arim is the source that says that Kohanim are allowed to be metame to Kivrei Tzadikim. He has a whole shtickle Torah. And he says, the problem is, how do you know who's really a tzaddik? Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hashem Yira Lelevav, but we don't really know. So he says, everybody's a suffix tzaddik. Every tzaddik is a suffix tzaddik. So can you be metame or not? So what would you say if you're Mesupak? Suffix Daraisa? L'chumra, right? Is that din of Safik Daraisa L'chumra itself a din Daraisa or a din Darabana? So that's Machlokas Rashba and the Rambam. So he says, if you learn like the Rambam, that Safik Daraisa L'chumra is a din Darabana, then the only reason not to be metame to the Kohen, to the mace who might be a tzaddik, who you think is a tzaddik, is because of a din Darabana. But if it's a Kavod HaBrios issue, that's Docha din Darabana. So if it's Kavod HaBrios to be metame to him, so then that will override the din d'rabbanan of Safek d'Oraisa L'chumra. But if you hold Safek d'Oraisa L'chumra as a din d'Oraisa, then there is no heter. That's the Beis Sharm. Rav Avadia quotes this Beis Sharm and takes it apart piece by piece and says the whole thing is totally, totally wrong. And he says, what about Yosef HaTzadik? Right? Moshe Rabbeinu, how come Yosef HaTzadik was presumed to be Tamei? Because Moshe Rabbeinu knew that Yosef was a Tzadik because he knew B'Nevuah. I'm sorry, no, maybe you'll say Moshe Rabbeinu knew B'Nevuah Yosef was a Tzadik. So says this Beis Sharim, you're not allowed to paskin based on Nevuah. So Yosef HaTzadik was only a Suffolk Tzadik because you can't really know B'Nevuah. Rav Avadia Yosef pulls apart the whole thing. He says Moshe Rabbeinu is allowed to paskin B'Nevuah. It's only the rest of us are not allowed to paskin B'Nevuah. And the whole shtickle Torah he pulls apart. Then there's the Tshuvas Minchas HaLuzer. The Minchas HaLuzer is the Munkacher, and he's Megil. He allows the Kohen to be Metame, to Kivrei Tzadikim. And he says, why? Svek Sveka. He says there are competing sources whether Kivrei Tzadikim are Metame or not, so maybe they are not Metame. And even if they are Metame, maybe we hold like the Ravid, that once you're already Tame Mace, there's no Isra of Vaita becoming Tame. So Svek Sveka, you could be Mekel, that a Kohen is allowed to attend Kivrei Tzadikim. So if you're looking for a unicorn, the Minchas HaLuzer is your unicorn, right? However, every other posek on planet Earth, in all of human history, from the time poskim were writing tshuvas, said that you absolutely cannot rely on this Minchas HaLuzer, or on anything. Rav Asher Weiss writes that in the Sefer Abir HaRoim, it says that when the Sfas Emes died, they asked the Chassidim, asked the Avnei Nezer, if they're allowed to be Metame L'Kvodo, and he said that they asked the same Kasha when the Kutzker died, and the Chidushei Arim was absolutely adamant, Osr l'kohanim l'tami l'meis afilu b'misa tzadikim chalila l'hatir. In the words of the Tshuvas Halachos Ketanos, chalila l'zerakodesh alaron akoin l'shtateach al kibbutz tzadikim. The Chacham HaSadim also writes in Akdama to Sefer Shari Tzedek that I've heard about this, the kohanim are mekel about this. Terrible, terrible, terrible. You absolutely cannot be Mekel. There's a Haggah and the Zohar that implies this way. It's a Taus, it's a Shibush, it's a mistake. Absolutely not. So what do you tell the high school principal? I mean, the head of school?
You can't do it.
But you always try to give Eitzah, right? So what's the Eitzah? You have all these Kohanim that are sitting there stomping their feet, all upset, bored out of their minds, outside the cemetery while everyone else is having a big Chavaya and feeling love of Hashem and whatever, and committing to go to Israel and wear tefillin for the rest of their lives and whatever, you know, everything like that. So what do you... Mistama, the best Eitzah is counter-programming. You know, you can't just leave the Kohanim outside. You got to do something for them. Or maybe do that whole chavaya, the whole kumzitz and whatever, outside the cemetery, and then have the boys walk in and put a rock on the grave, you know, whatever, for the inside the cemetery. You have to do something. You want to inspire all of the talmidim. So that is the eitzah. But, you know, this head of school is a very, very capable machanich, an exceptional machanich. I'm sure he'll think of a good way to make it work within the realm of halacha, even if he doesn't become a munkatur chassid. Okay, everyone have a great Shabbos.